and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Come closer. Come closer. Okay, that's close enough. You're listening to the show, .podomatic.com, the number one hip-hop podcast online.
Yes, 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 yes. Back at it again for another week of the show. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Look, let me put you up on some. We're gonna talk real today. No radio talk, no internet podcast talking. Nah, we're gonna talk real today. And one of the things we are going to discuss is this epidemic. There's a plague that's plaguing America. And it's plaguing every suburban, every urban, every rural. Snitching. Oh my God. If you don't know, you're about to know right now. Let me tell you, an ambassador of our city. I'm from Bankhead. He from Bankhead. He went to Doug. I went to Doug. You know. I know what Born Home is. He know what Born Home is. We all know about the boys that sell their little packages. We all know. Everybody know. The laundromat on Bankhead ain't a laundromat. The liquor store that's on the corner next to the laundromat ain't really a liquor store in the back. We all know about that. But do we tell about that? Do we tell? There's a lot of people out there that don't know. Some people think everything you may do, if you tell on somebody else, it's snitching. It ain't. There's a difference between snitching and you letting people be up on some game. You can talk to the police. People, everybody think you can't talk to the police. You can talk to the police. There's different scenarios you can go to where you can actually go and talk to the police. And there's other scenarios where you can tell and it's all right. And then there's scenarios where if you're wearing a wire, that ain't all right. So we're going to get into the show today. We got some stuff on Lil Wayne. We got... I can't listen. Just listen to the show. This is amazing. Free T.I. I'm tired of putting these free. It doesn't happen to Vic. Doesn't happen to T.I. It's the damn downfall of the A. We're going to talk about it. But first, brand new music. 50 Cent off of the new compilation that's coming out near towards the end of November. So it'll be out. This joint, this is like the Magic Stick Part 2 featuring Lil' Kim. New music, 50 Cent, Lil' Kim. Man. Let's get it.
You know you want me, you probably wanna lick this. Girl, I'm a treat every day, you can't get this. I'm busy, man, I'll be handling my business. But we could get our freak on some quick shit. Tonight's the night, shorty, you never forget this. I dim the lights, I get it right, I'm like a pimp sit. Down on the bed, I make the clothes disappear quick. I see through a shield, a pearl, a pretty clear kid. I'm turned on, now I really wanna hit kiss. Her neck and nibble till I'm way down by her waist, kid. Man, she's a freak, I'm a freak, I be freaking off. When she come in with her friends, I'm like, take it off. I got a fetish for the cheddar, yeah, I'm rich. That don't mean I'm running around buying chick. You see the chrome diamond shining on my new six. My pinky ring, my neck, my ears, and my wrist lit. I like the ice, I'm pretty nice on the dice trips. Twice in a row, you know, I got to get the dough. My confidence is high, I know I can hit a lick. My teeth pretty good, I know I can get the...
You know you want me, you probably wanna kiss this. Act like it's Christmas and put me on your wish list. When you go down, I'ma help you grow your whiskers. Put your lips on my lips, come taste my honey.
You know you want me, you probably wanna lick this. Girl, I'm a treat every day, you can't get this. I'm busy, man, I'll be handling my business. But we could get our freak on some quick shit.
I'll be your wife, I'll be your girl, I'll be your mistress. But if you ain't spending that dough, you're getting dismissed. That means you gotta keep me laced like a seamstress. You can't expect nothing less from the queen. My doggy style make you wanna jump up on that. Just like a dog on a chase for the kitty cat. Man, he's a freak, I'm a freak, I be freaking off. He poured a honey on me, and then he beat it off. I take his breath away, can't leave him speechless. I'm so wet, I have been feeling seasick. He in the streets all day, but it's alright, cause he'll be back tonight, and then the next night, and then the next night. Because the sex type, heavy as Advil, I gotta keep his head right. He out of town and he fiending for me every night. He's so addicted, sending for me on the next flight. You know you want me, you probably wanna kiss this. Act like it's Christmas and put me on your wish list. When it go down, I'ma help you grow your whiskers. Put your lips on my lips, come taste my honey.
It's TIP,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, what's up? This your girl, Sierra.
Doing it real big.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye West.
Customize for you.
Uh-oh. Get your system cracking right now. Come on.
Yeah, we gon' throw the party.
Yeah.
Rock the party.
Oh. Shop boys party like a rock star.
You're rocking with the show. ATL. Bitches.
A lot of things been happening now, man. And we got to get into it. A lot of things. There is an epidemic going on right about now. That epidemic is snitching. Snitching. Squealing. Ratting. Stool pigeon. Turning over. Whatever happened to somebody doing jail time for you? You know what it is, though. Nobody don't want to do no jail time. But guess what, though? It's Saturday, and yesterday, tip free. Everybody throw your hands up in the air and celebrate. Tip is free. Tip out of jail. But who really cares about that? Because you know what? Jonardo Wilson is out of jail. That's what we really should be saying. You know what? He out of jail, finally. Jonardo Wilson is out of jail, finally. There's a big thing about to go on right now. It's a big move about to happen. November the 2nd and November the 16th, we really need to take action. And understand that these laws of injustice towards us need to be stopped. So the main way to stop things, if you feel it's an injustice towards you, is to hit it where it hurt. And you know where it hurt. Hurt that pocket. You get it that pocket where it's going to hurt. We're going to get into that next week about how we can stop the economy flow if we all stand together. We're going to get into that next week. Right now, we're going to talk about the dreaded, the one, the only, snitching. Number one umaro, number one topic. T.I. Buster. Let us review. It's been a week now. It's been about 2 weeks now. It's been 2 weeks. Tip spent a week in jail. Through his songs, Tip say he has no problem with spending time in jail. But people, I think today we need to get a clear-cut understanding of what the difference is between jail and prison. Numero uno, number one. Jail, it's a holding cell. Prison is your ass. And T.I. can say basically anything he want to say. You can say whatever you want to say. But you and I both know he don't want to go to jail. He don't want to go to prison, excuse me. He don't want to go to prison. It's as simple as that. In prison, there is no VIP. It's not. It's just in your ass. Pretty much. In your ass. What we got to do, we got to grab into our topics, our issues. Let's talk about them. What we got to talk about today. And you know the one thing? Let's hit with first MJ, Michael Jackson. Let's get it with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson apparently is in trouble with the legal system again. This is what Mike likes to do. Well, first, let me just give you a clear cut rundown of Mr. Jackson and how he get down first off. This is what then happened with Michael Jackson. Associated Press said Jackson was ordered to pay $175,000 to his attorneys that helped him on some legal issues. They ain't been paid yet. He owed him $430,000. He was ordered by the court to pay $175,000. So it appears that not only does Mike like to take your royalties, he will snatch your royalties. He took the royalties of this show last week. That's why we were late. Michael took him. Michael Jackson will take some from you. You will. Let's say the product is, oh, I don't know. Let's say legal fees, $430,000. You give him the service. He won't pay. You sue him. He settles out of court for half that. This white woman might be the diabolical genius we all thought she was. Might be.
Turning it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, what it do? This your boy, H-U-E-Y, a.k.a. Mr. Pop Lock and Drop. Let's go.
I just got a new job, and it blows. Hey, psst, come closer. Closer. Okay, that's close enough. You're listening to the show, .podomatic.com, the number one hip-hop podcast online.
New music, Lil Wayne. He performed this live at the BET Hip Hop Awards, filmed right here in Atlanta. New music, Gossip, Lil Wayne. Go, let's get it. Maybe, it may, hold up. This might, we don't know. But this might be on the new Carter coming out. Could be on the leak. But either way, hot new song. And just as a side note, listen real close to who he talking about. It might be 50 Cent. New music, Lil Wayne, Gossip.
I don't walk around looking for it, you know? But yesterday it seemed to just wander around until it found me. You know, like, gossip found me. Then why don't you try proving? How? You don't know how to prove it? Well, what you just do is...
Hating on a nigga that is a weak emotion, the lady of a nigga. And you could get tipped like you're waiting on a nigga. Put a body bag in the apron on a nigga. Get my all behind the mic, but you can never see if you sit behind the light. You don't have to pick me to win the title fight, but I'ma wear that championship belt so tight. And if I'm wrong, there is no right. And if I'm wrong, there is no white. I'm trying to be polite, but you snips in my hair like the fit of all lights. My flow is rare, these other rappers nice, these other rappers bark, some of them even bite, but I'm much more bright, I give the game sight, so before you dim the light, you just might corner. And criticizing, you should realize what I am and start epitomizing. Confident, got the heart of the biggest lion. Confident like Pokemon, but I'm not getting riding. My flow sick, so sick, it's like my dish is dying. It rains a lot in my city, cause my city's crying, cause my city's dying. But I emerge from all of that, I am a living pioneer. Near science, fear God, not them. Steer my Robin coupe through the streets of the booth. And Subu, and then I leave a tub in the booth. I leave a blood bath, sorry there's a tub in the booth. Now where the drugs at? Like the strings on the shoe. No nigga, okay, don't twist it like the strings on the boot. Where New Orleans at? I feel hip-hop stole me like a bus band. So in your possession, I must ask.
Hey, haven't I been good to you? Tell me, haven't I been sweet to you?
Drag my name through the mud. Yeah, it's your boy 50 Cent, your favorite.
That was Lil Weezy, Lil Weezy. Now listen, I know if you were listening real close to that, I bet you didn't know that he was talking about 50 Cent. That's what they say. That's what they say now. That's what they say. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know, but that's your boy 50. Either way, even if he was talking about 50 Cent, he didn't say his name. He didn't go at him. You know, the hardest diss that somebody just didn't say their name was when Biggie got back at Pac, and I love Tupac. Biggie got back at Pac on the double CD, Life After Death, them last three songs. Look at them last three songs. Your boy get at him. For real. The hardest get back anywhere. But we got to talk about snitching. And look, let me tell you something. We just don't condone that type of... All right, wait a minute, we ain't got no phone lines, I don't know why, what the hell is the phone thing ringing? Hold on, y'all, for a sec, hold on, let me see what the hell. Yeah, hello, yeah, this Pagan, who this is?
Hey, how's it going there, Mr. Pagan? Long time listener, first time caller. I just, you know, this is an Atlanta show, and, you know, we have, like, water restrictions, and I just want to just say, hey, I'm out here in Duluth County, and some of my neighbors are using water right now, so, you know, I'm just letting you guys know. You might want to call the cops or something.
What? You mean you're telling me? Well, you calling up here? Tell somebody using some water?
I think they're Mexicans.
I don't know what to say with that one. That one's crazy. First off, we don't even get phone calls. I have no idea where they could have came from. But either way, Don't. Water's water, dog. Don't be snitching on no water, man. Either way, listen. Let's get back to the snitching ad. They done freed T.I. That's a great thing. T.I. on the loose. He back on the streets. He free. He got to go. Wait a minute. Did you just hear that? Okay, look. Wait a minute. Everybody, check this out for a second. I don't have no call-in lines. This is a podcast. I record this. I upload it. Bam, bam, boom, it's done. This is not a live recording. Nobody can't call in. Let me get it again, though. The phone's ringing again. Let me get this again. Hold on for a second. Hello? Now, who is this?
Yellow man, me heard your first call. I just want to call in. I own a Jamaican Star Memorial Drive here in Atlanta. And me got neighbors who Asian. They own the Walking Wing place. Ever since me neighbors moving, man, me lose my dog, me kitty cat. I don't know all me.
And this is not the type of show to be doing this. You don't call up here and ram people out. We don't do that here. We just got through talking about that. We discussing this. You don't do this here. Do not call this show ratting cats out. It ain't happening here. And another thing, it's a podcast. I don't upload this show in the next week. How you calling in?
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Cam.
Hey, it's your boy Fabulous.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye to the
host of my music.
It's only one station
we wanna hear.
Keep it locked.
Barassi.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. And like, you should be happy you're listening to this radio station. Cause we're not all that lucky.
Hey! Lights out, bloody!
That's hot.
The future.
Okay, everybody. Look now, I took a call while the music was playing. I took a call off the air, and because I wanted to screen these, people got to stop calling in. But this lady called in. Her name is Miss Ella Mae Davis, and she wanted to come on the air. So I'm going to let y'all listen to the phone conversation that I had with Miss Ella Mae Davis. I'm finna bring on the air right now. Miss Davis, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Pagan, and don't be putting my name in the street. I'm here on this radio to say that I tried to buy some reefers.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And that's what I'm here to tell you.
Okay, reefer. I don't know your age or nothing. I don't mean to be disrespectful or nothing like that, but that's reefer. That's kind of old school with it in a way.
I'm a mother in the church, first of all. And you put my name, my business, in the street. But other than that, they tried to sell me some, what did marijuana grow?
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Hydro? I don't smoke crack.
Ma'am, you're getting it wrong. He wasn't trying to sell you crack. He was trying to give you the good stuff. Trying to give you that kush.
I don't know what y'all smoking. Now, in 1954, I was in Auburn Avenue. That's when I met Martin Luther King, and he sold me my first bag of reefers.
Wait, whoa. I'm going to have to cut this call short. You ain't telling me, back in the day, when you was on the block, you bought marijuana from... You tell me you snitching on Martin Luther King?
He sold me my first bag of reefers.
It's a whole lot you don't know about. And Ralph David Abernathy, Martin Luther King, and Jose Big Long Williams, they all know about me back then. Now, I'm a churchwoman now, Mr. Pagan. And I'm just, I don't appreciate you putting my name, my business in the street. Nephew, you ain't heard that Nana smoke and reefers.
You sold me my first bag of reefers, baby.
First off, I can't keep this up. There ain't nowhere in the world you about to sit here and call Ralph David Athletic and Jose William Big Daddy Long on this. Ma'am, thank you, but I'm gonna have to let you go. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Pagan, well, thank you for having me on your show, and I just wanna tell Fat Juju Chub Dirty Boy, all y'all, I know where y'all trapping at. Y'all trying to sell me some marijuana, dro, kush. I ain't from Africa. Don't sell me no kush.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Bye. Okay, y'all. Look. We ain't never doing no more calls again. I'm completely sorry. That's disrespectful. That is disrespectful. I don't know what to say. Let's get to some music.
You sold me my first bag of wafers.
Next up, after the music, I don't even know if we got any music. But next up, after the music, the game we all love to play, what they really want to say, with a blind man that shot a robber. Man, let's just go. Go to break now.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed.
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
All right, now. What's happening? No, baby.
What? Your house, you out and we in.
Hey, shit, nigga, I paid my lawyer. See, the key to this shit is having a good lawyer. And see, what I do, I give him a little something each month, even if I'm not arrested. What happened to all that motherfucking money y'all made? How many times I done told y'all got to save your money? Now, this shit here is the consequences of the motherfucking game. Now, you got to deal with it. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something, both of you. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut.
Turn me up, son. Niggas are scared stiff. They lock one of my niggas up, but he ain't said shit. He stand tall like City Hall through the rinses in the brain. He knows the consequences of the game. Just think, 10 years ago, I was on my mama's block, in and out my mama's house, fucking up my mama's pops. It's 10 years later, I done bought my mama's spot. Now she ain't got no neighbors, I done bought my mama block. It's GDK, goddamn killer, let that iron pop. You just an itty bitty kitty in a lion's spot. I'm king of the jungle, serving them jumbo shells. Out the chopper, making them tumble well. Out of town is when you visit, you coming to hell. Them young niggas on that paper, so run them jewels. Shit, you must be new around here. This Philly, how we do around here. Niggas ride till you lose it round here.
You niggas need no who you fucking with. I got my heater in the club with it. And VIP, them bitches loving this. Cause I'm that nigga. I'm from a city where they thuggin' it. Ain't bout no paper, then I'm done with it. Call me the king, cause I be running this. And I'm that nigga.
Eyes behind my shades, hand behind my wheel. Eyes about a dollar, nigga, ask about yield. I'm the predator, you prey. See, eyes about to kill. You a soldier on a fifth line, hides behind a shield.
Sorry about that. Wrong channel.
The show.
Alright, now look, you're back. Appreciate it. You dig? Check this out. Now look, we about to do the game you all love to play. What they really want to say, right? We're gonna do it, but this is how it's gonna go today. I don't know dude's name. I don't know where he's from. Only thing I can tell you this: somebody broke into his house. He bucked them. They got popped in the neck. They land on the floor. He called the police. Simple as that. He called the police. Seems like everything's cool, right? Here's the problem. He's blind. Can't see a lick. Can't see a damn thing. Hadn't been able to see. Legally blind. And he lives by himself. Oh, yeah. Not only does he live by himself, he has a gun. This is the game we all love to play. What they really wanted to say.
I was caked up, and I had my pistol out. It's chatty.
Last night, Arthur Williams shot an intruder who broke into his home. You might call it a shot in the dark, since Williams has spent the last 61 of his 75 years legally blind.
I've been blind 61 years, completely old, ain't got no sight.
Williams, a graduate of Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, lives on a lonely parcel of land with no direct neighbors. So he's learned to rely on himself for most things, including his safety.
I bought that gun about 25, 30 years ago for my protection.
Retired from his job as a taxi dispatcher, Williams called the police just after 3 a.m. as the intruder lay bleeding on his floor.
I called him.
After you shot him?
Yeah.
called us, clearly said I shot somebody who had broken into my home.
Gainesville Police Department say they found 28-year-old Sevon Curtis Jr. bleeding from the neck. Curtis, who has previous records, will be charged with battery of an elderly man and burglary. That is, once he is released from the hospital.
He has a number.
Did he push you? Did he aggress you at all?
Well, he got to push that wheel in here.
Williams admits that for an instant he was scared, and his attacker, well, he probably didn't bargain for this.
You know, this is the classic example. If you commit crime, you can get hurt.
Williams's gun is in police custody for now, and police are praising this would-be victim for protecting himself.
And this is what he really wanted to say. I done shot several people. This ain't the first time. It didn't happen before, about four or five years ago. Shot somebody then. I ain't been able to see in a long time, but that ain't gonna stop me from shooting people. I'm gonna shoot somebody again. It's gonna happen again. I got my gun on me for a reason. And the only thing I heard is when they came in the house, I shot them. I'm gonna do it again. I've been killing niggas for a long time now. This ain't the first time I done done it. Police department know me very well. Quite frankly, they know me very well. I've been shooting, and I'm going to keep on damn shooting. I dare a nigga to stop me, too. Come into my house. I done shot post officemen, mailman. I done shot Jehovah's Witnesses. One time somebody came in, they had a box of cookies. I don't know what they were doing. I shot that little bitch. She shouldn't have brought them cookies on my front door. I don't play that. I done shot delivery boys. I done shot cable man. Somebody came in off to cut my grass. What did you do? Bitch, what you think? I shot him. I was going to shoot you too. But you was a pretty white woman. I decided not to, and he had no cameras with him. I tried to make sure I don't shoot nobody with no cameras. Alright, look at him. Appreciate it. That's it. We done. It's a wrap. It's over. You're going to see us next week. We gone. We getting out of here. Tip free. I'm free. I'm about to go jump in the car. Get out of here. Go get me something to eat. Listen, appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for tuning in and clicking on www.theshow.podomatic.com. Go down to the store at the bottom of the right. Get your girl some drawers. Get yourself some drawers. I don't care what you do. That's on you. You got nothing to do with me. Do what you do. You rock draws, rock them, dude. That's on you. Just don't go to jail. Go down there, get a shirt, get whatever you need to get. But remember, support the show. We got to get 1 million clicks. We can get 1 million. We good to go. So everybody, have a safe weekend. See you next week. Yeah, we just got it.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?